Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hello, Giants fans, and welcome to a new edition of the Valentine's Views podcast here on Big Blue View Radio, part of the SB Nation family of podcasts. I'm your host, Ed Valentine of Big Blue View. Today's show is being recorded on Monday, August 12th. The Giants, obviously, on Thursday had their first preseason game. Tremendous debut for Daniel Jones. Haven't really had a chance to talk about that much since that took place. Hopefully everyone has had a chance to process that, calm down a little bit, realize that five throws in the first preseason game really isn't enough to put Jones into the Hall of Fame. Incredibly encouraging start, though. Great to see that Jones is off to a good start. Let's, as Pat Shurmur said, let's slow the roll a little bit on Jones as a starter, on Jones as a Hall of Fame quarterback, and all of that. Let's see what happens in the rest of the preseason games. Let's see what happens when Jones struggles a little bit. As they always say, things are a little different when you get hit in the mouth. So let's see what happens when he gets sacked a couple of times, when he commits a turnover, when things don't go well. And, let's see what happens, how it unfolds, how the season unfolds. Eli Manning's going to be your starting quarterback to begin the year. I'm very confident in saying that that's how things are going to unfold for the Giants. And we'll just have to see how the season unfolds and as to when we'll see Daniel Jones play. But the bottom line is Thursday night was really a good start for Jones. Excellent to see that in getting his feet wet in the NFL that he did well. Couple of notes from things that have gone on at Giants practice. Really good news on cornerback DeAndre Baker, who left Sunday's practice complaining of a knee issue. Tests on Baker came back and he has a sprained left knee, no torn ACL. I have to be really honest, I had a really bad feeling about the Baker situation, that this could be a long-term injury. Thank goodness that I'm incorrect on that. Baker, the Giants are counting on him quite a bit. They invested quite a bit in trading up in the draft to get him. They're counting on him to be a starting cornerback. It looks like Corey Ballantyne can be a player, but you're down Sam Beal at this point already. You don't want Corey Ballantyne to be your starter as a sixth round pick from a Division II school. You don't want him to be starting in week one. So let's cross our fingers and hope that that DeAndre Baker is day-to-day, as Pat Shurmur said, and that he will be back soon. Of course, we know that day-to-day can mean a whole lot of different things. Could be a few days, could be a couple of weeks for Baker, who knows. But I think the Giants have kind of dodged a bullet there with DeAndre Baker not having extensive damage to that left knee. Unfortunately, at practice today, the Giants did lose another wide receiver as Amba Editawo, who was a training camp sensation a year ago and was brought back this year when injury struck, particular to Corey Coleman, when injury struck the wide receiver position. Amba Editawo crumpled to the ground today after catching a pass. and had to be helped off the field, unable to put any pressure on that left leg. We found out later that Amba Edetawo has a torn Achilles tendon, which obviously means he will miss the 2019 season. Have to admit, I feel bad about that. He's a nice young man. Looks like the Giants will have a roster spot open. And here at Big Blue View, we will try to keep you up to date on what the Giants do with that particular roster spot. So please, you know, check out BigBlueView.com for all the latest updates. Make sure that you stay up to date on the news as we find out what the Giants do with that roster spot that they're going to have. Other piece of news worth mentioning is that as I record this on Monday evening, the Golden Tate appeal of his four-game suspension for performance-enhancing drugs for what he says was the use of a fertility drug has not yet been ruled upon. Initially, that appeal was heard last Tuesday. Initially, we thought it would be ruled on by the end of last week. That obviously is not the case. So we continue the waiting game to find out what the ultimate ruling will be on the Golden Tate suspension. To be honest, folks, don't get your hopes up. I don't really see how the NFL can justify the idea of changing that suspension, of overturning it or knocking it down to two games. Precedent has been set in other cases where situations like this have not been overturned. So the NFL would have an awful lot of explaining to do to an awful lot of people who have had rulings like this go against them in the past if they were to change the Tate suspension. So my belief is that Tate will end up with a four-game suspension to start the season. What I want to do now, folks, is I was able to attend training camp practice on Monday, talked to several folks about various aspects of the Giants. One of the most impressive players of late has been Ryan Connolly. Also had a chance to talk to Kyle Lauletta, had a chance to talk to Benny Fowler. What I want to do is play some clips. The first very short clip that I'm going to play is Pat Shurmur talking about rookie linebacker Ryan Connolly and why it's been Connolly getting first team reps of late with Alec Ogletree sitting out with a calf injury.
Ryan Connolly, what has he specifically done this summer to earn his way up to getting these type of snaps when Ogletree's not in?
Well, I think he's shown us that he belongs on the field. You know, and I think he's like any young player. You know, when there's somebody goes down ahead of you, you get in there and take advantage of the reps you have.
All right. One of the things that Shurmur has also said in past comments about Connolly, the young fifth-round pick from Wisconsin, that he really likes is the fact that Connolly, who may not be a tremendous athlete or an athlete who tests as well as some of the guys drafted before him in the 2019 NFL draft, one of the things that enables Connolly to make plays, to get into the right place, to have really good range, to cover backs and running backs, is the fact that he reads plays well, he has good instincts, he diagnoses plays, he doesn't take a whole lot of false steps. So his instincts are good, he moves to the ball quickly, he reads plays well. I had a chance to talk to Connolly, and I asked him about that. Here's his response.
When Coach was out here the other day, somebody asked him a question about you, and he said that one of the things that helps you as a linebacker, he said a lot of guys will take false steps on certain plays. He said they don't really see that from you, that, you know, a guy will take a step in the wrong direction. Is there something you can attribute, you know, the ability to read plays that quickly to, in terms of, you know, how you've developed as a linebacker?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing that comes to mind would be just, you know, my coaches at Wisconsin, and You know, we had a very disciplined defense, and that was what was expected all the time. And you know, we practiced a lot on run fits and seeing it. And so I think that's honestly what, you know, got me to the point where I'm not taking a lot of false steps.
All right, Giants fans, you know, initially when we talk about Ryan Connolly, initially he's a guy who drew a lot of comparisons to Chase Blackburn and to Mark Herzlick, sort of overachiever type linebackers who largely made their impacts on the Giants on special teams. I know Blackburn, you know, had a key play in one of the Giants' Super Bowl victories. You know, but Blackburn was really a special teams player throughout much of his career. Initially, we sort of thought that that was the comparison for Ryan Connolly, but in truth, Connolly looks like a player who could turn out to be more than that, and that would be really good news for a Giants linebacking core where it looks like B.J. Goodson is sliding down the depth chart, where Alec Ogletree is making a ton of money and could well be in his final season with the Giants. The Giants like Tay Davis, but you know, he is an undrafted free agent who is a converted safety. The fact of the matter is the Giants could really use some quality linebacking play. And right now, Connolly is the latest hope to provide some of that. And throughout training camp thus far, there is reason for optimism about him, so let's cross our fingers and hope that he continues to develop. Giants fans, let's take a quick break for a word from our sponsors. We'll come right back, and we will talk more about the Giants, and I'll play a couple more interviews for you.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com. Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
All right, Giants fans, Ed Valentine back here on the Valentine's Views podcast, part of Big Blue View Radio on the SB Nation podcast network. And what we're doing here is we're going through some of the sound clips that I was able to gather during Monday's practice at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Quickly, folks, just a reminder, Tuesday is the final day of what will be considered training camp for your New York Giants. It'll be the final public practice. So if you can, get yourself out to Quest Diagnostics on Tuesday morning to check out your Giants as they practice, as they get ready for the 2019 season. All right, our next clip, had an opportunity to talk to veteran wide receiver Benny Fowler, part of a veteran group of wide receivers who are not only tasked with making up for the absence of Odell Beckham, but because of the pending suspension of Golden Tate, because of the injury to Sterling Shepard, because Corey Coleman is down for the season, other injuries include Darius Slayton missing a bunch of time at wide receiver through the first part of training camp. There's a veteran core of wide receivers that includes Fowler, Russell Shepard, TJ Jones, who was picked up during training camp when some of the injuries struck, Cody Latimer. These guys are going to be relied upon to try and pick up some of the slack for the Giants in the passing game. Had a chance to talk to Benny Fowler about the Giants and about what he sees from this team as the Giants try to rebound and try to move forward from a 2018 season that saw them go 5-11.
I think it was your second year you guys won the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Right. Hmm. So you've seen, you know, really good in terms of team-wise, and you come in here last year and this team went 5-11. Does this feel different? Does it feel like this team is on the rise a little bit?
Yeah, you can just see the way we played after the bye week. You know, we lost a lot of close games last year. The 10 games that I played, we lost a lot of close ones. And, you know, we were right there in the fourth mm-hmm. quarter at all the end of these games. So definitely this team is on the rise. But you could see the way how happy and genuinely happy everybody is for each other. You could just see that in the preseason game and the way we practice out there. So,
is there one of the national writers came by and I saw the way he phrased it, you know, you're not getting any national attention. You're getting a lot of, oh, God, Dave Gettleman made a whole bunch of weird moves and all this and that, and the Giants aren't going to be very good. But he phrased it like there seems to be like a quiet kind of confidence about this team. Do you feel that as well?
Yeah, I think we have a lot of confidence. And, you know, we have a great running back, great quarterback. You know, we got players all around. I mean, there's a lot of talent on this team. So we're making it gel right now during camp, and we're going to make it gel during the season.
And what about, you know, you guys have had this situation.
Okay, our final interview of the day is going to be with a young man who I had been hoping to catch up with for the last few weeks, and that's second-year quarterback Kyle Lauletta. Lauletta's a guy that I had an opportunity to speak to quite a few times last year. We know that his 2018 season off the field and on the field was not exactly, you know, optimal as far as how his rookie season went. You know, an 0-for-5 in Washington in his only playing time, his arrest in a traffic incident. Had a chance to catch up with Kyle, who was really impressive on Thursday against the Jets, going 9-for-12, throwing a touchdown pass, and chatted with Kyle about where he is, you know, in his development at this point, and what happened last year against the Redskins in his 0-for-5 game, what he learned from that. The clip that you're going to hear is Lauletta talking about the game against Washington and what he learned, you know, from that experience.
You said a bunch of times last year to me that you felt, I think the phrase you used to use was strangely confident that if I get my chance, I'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you went out in Washington, you went 0-for-5, didn't go well.
Yeah.
What'd you learn from that?
Well, I learned you got to be ready. I mean, I don't think mentally I was in that. I was in a great position to succeed, and it's not nobody's fault but my own. I just felt like mentally I was kind of all over the place, and my head was kind of spinning, and I was uncharacteristically nervous. You know, I usually when game time hits, you know, I slow down, and I you know, I'm excited more so than nervous. But that game, I was nervous and just wasn't a good recipe for success.
All right, Giants fans, that will conclude our show for today. As always, I thank you very much for listening, and I remind you to please subscribe to Big Blue View Radio on all of your favorite podcast applications. Check out Big Blue View on Instagram at big_blue_view. Join the community at BigBlueView.com. Check us out on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter at BigBlueView. Also, quickly before I sign off, just wanted to apologize briefly. I know that perhaps as you listen to this show, the sound quality may not be quite what we've been used to giving you here on Big Blue View Radio. I'm sitting in a hotel in New Jersey as I wait for the Tuesday training camp practice for the Giants. Don't have my usual audio equipment with me, so we're doing the best we can to bring you a show. keep the line moving as it is here on Big Blue View Radio. Hope you've enjoyed the content of this show, even if perhaps the audio quality wasn't quite up to what we would hope to provide on a regular basis. All right, Giants fans, hopefully you'll tune in again, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.